listening to Real World News.
Honduras and El Salvador demand structural changes in the countryside at Rome talks. Real World Radio interviewed Claudia Carcamo of Honduras and Luis Alonso Moran of El Salvador on their expectations about the guidelines on land tenure and their potential effects on the peasant and indigenous population. Claudia and Luis Alonso are part of the Central American Network of Food Sovereignty, Red Kazan, and they demand that the main concepts agreed on the guidelines are actually enforced to safeguard the peasants' rights and food sovereignty. In Honduras, the 2009 coup d'etat worsened land concentration, but it meant going backwards in some land distribution policies achieved under José Manuel Zelaya's administration, says Claudia. Meanwhile, Luis Alonso claims the Salvadorian government and the Farabundo Martí National Liberation Front has not promoted structural changes to revert land concentration. Claudia says that both the Free Trade Agreement of Dominican Republic, Central America and United States, such as a partnership agreement signed with the European Union, favor agribusiness, like agrofuels, by facilitating the cultivation of palm oil or the entering of subsidized food from the U.S. to Honduras. After the armed conflict and after 3 decades of liberal and neoliberal governments, El Salvador has become totally dependent on imports to meet its food consumption needs, says Luis Alonso. He explained that this situation should be changed and that the guidelines currently under discussion in Rome could be a good tool towards that purpose.
You are listening to Real World News.